Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm your host, Steve Hunt. Glad to have you along here on this Friday afternoon or whenever you may tune in. Remember, you can always go to Alaska Public Media and download old episodes of Stage Talk or subscribe to our podcast. Today, our guests are from Anchorage Community Theater. They're opening their Christmas show this time, tonight, opening The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the play written with a story written by C.S. Lewis. This stage adaptation is by, Dave Block?
Joseph Robinette.
Joseph Robinette. I had it in my notes here and couldn't find it, but Joseph Robinette has written the stage adaptation of C.S. Lewis's most famous installment of this epic from the Chronicles of Narnia. Dave Block, I brought you on tour a little bit. Dave Block is the director for the show. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you very much.
We also have two of the actors from the show, Todd Sherwood, who's playing the part of Mr. Beaver. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Thank you, Steve.
We also have Hadley Earle on here, who's playing the part of Lucy. Welcome to the show, Hadley.
Thank you.
So, Dave, we start out with you. Let's talk a bit about the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, a title many people know. A lot of people have seen or read this story. But tell us a little bit about this story.
Well, it takes place at the beginning stages of World War II in England, and it relates the story of four children, the Pevensey children, who are extracted from London during the bombings and taken out to the country. And while they're out there, they discover this wardrobe, and Lucy is the first to walk through it, and she enters this alien land of Narnia, and there they have many adventures. And that's the beginning. The story is the first in an installment of several books about this family and their interactions in Narnia.
And we also get introduced to one of the most famous characters in this type of literature, Aslan.
Yes, Aslan the Lion.
The Lion and the White Witch. Uh-huh. And there are a number of other characters in the show. Todd, tell us about your character.
So my character is Mr. Beaver, and I am one of a number of talking animals that live in the land of Narnia. Most of them are on the side of good and on the side of Aslan, but some are on the side of the White Witch. So there's a lot of interesting interplay between the good and the evil in there.
We'll talk about that in a moment here, but I want to bring Hadley in. Hadley, tell us about your part. You're playing the part of Lucy, the first of the children who go into the wardrobe. Tell us about your part.
Oh, well, I think Lucy is very curious because she's the first one to go into the wardrobe, and her other siblings, they're like, oh, it's just a wardrobe. They don't really care about it. And at the end, she's known as Queen Lucy the Valiant, so she's courageous and brave as well. She believes that Edmund is still good when he goes over to the witch's side when her siblings don't.
So she goes into this wardrobe. So you say she's very curious. Have you ever gone into what we call a closet today? A wardrobe is a freestanding closet. You ever gone into one of those things looking for some characters or something yourself?
No.
Maybe you will now. Well, Dave, talk a bit more about this battle of good and evil in the show.
Well, C.S. Lewis, who is the author of the story, was very intrigued with the interplay between good and evil and how children dealt with World War II. And there's just a number of these themes that enter into the story. It's very multifaceted, and we try to explore a lot of those things. Jadis, the White Witch, she perceives herself to be the good guy. She calls herself a queen, and she's doing this for the good of Narnia, even though she is, you know, a pretty evil person. And then we have Aslan, who's kind of quiet and not there for much of the storyline, but we know that he's in within the fabric of Narnia. His rule of law is pervasive and important, and we see how that enters into the story with these children.
So I want to get back to Hadley and your part of Lucy. When you entered this wardrobe, this fantasy world of Narnia, what do you expect? What do you find there? What kind of fun things do you find?
Well, it's winter, so it's very cold. The first thing I meet is Mr. Tumnus, a talking goat person. So I'm frightened at first, but then I get to know Mr. Tumnus, and he tries to capture me, but then we become friends.
Are you afraid of the White Witch?
Yes.
you're pretty afraid of the White Witch. You mentioned something about is winter there. As I was reading about this, I love this idea. Is winter, it's been winter with no Christmas.
Right, for 100 years.
100 years of winter with no Christmas. Hadley, can you imagine a winter without Christmas?
Would be horrible.
You should look at Adelie's face right when she said that. It was horrible. Todd, tell us about this wintertime, and you're one of the characters in Narnia.
Well, and Mr. Beaver has a very good heart. He's really rather brave, kind of one of the leaders, but he's also a bit cranky. And early on, he complains about the cold and that he's never going to get used to the cold. So that is definitely one of the elements, that it's always winter and never Christmas.
Dave, you were talking earlier about the space. And, you know, when mm-hmm. you're dealing with fantasy plays, you can do anything you want to do.
Right.
Talk a bit about how you're using the space.
Well, those that have been to ACT before know that the space is quite small. And so we've done we have a few surprises for attendees to see how we've used the space creatively. We changed the seating arrangement. We've done a lot with lighting and sound. There's a full soundtrack to this show that will be underlying every single scene. I think it's going to be very interesting. We do a lot with light. And, you know, the actors and their movements and their words and their animal behaviors and stuff, I think, add a lot to the show to create these different locations in Narnia and in England.
We're talking with Dave Block, Todd Sherwood, and Hadley Earle from Anchorage Community Theater's production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Opens tonight at ACT, runs through December the 11th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinees. Except one thing I want to point out, there's no show on Thanksgiving. We don't want to have a show on Thanksgiving, but you've added a matinee on Saturday, November 26th, in addition to the evening performance.
Right, right. Especially for children.
You know, let's talk about that for a moment.
Sure.
This show, you know, is geared toward, is it geared just for children or is it geared for, who is it geared for?
I think it's geared for everybody. I mean, this show has got a lot of stuff in it, a lot of conversation. What I hope is that people come see the show and they're entertained and have a good time. But then when they walk away, they talk about a lot of the things that are brought up in the show for days afterwards. I think there's a lot of stuff that families can talk about and so forth that come out of this performance.
Well, Todd, let's get back to you for a moment here. Just going along with that, it's often said theater is a mirror upon society, and plays we do often reflect about what we think of ourselves today. Does this show reflect anything that's going on today? I don't want to get too political, too heavy, but what do you think about that? Just the fantasy element, World War II, children trying to find a better world?
Well, it's interesting because I love history. I'm a historian, especially World War II. And C.S. Lewis himself was in World War I, was wounded in combat, tried to join up in World War II. They said, you're too old. But he took children into his country estate. Mm-hmm. He also was an atheist at one time and became a Christian. And there are many Christian parallels. But this story stands on its own, aside from any parallels, and can be, I think, enjoyed at any level. I think every era of history, we see good and we see evil. And you can be simply entertained, but you can also take those themes home, and it can be something to be talked about and discussed amongst families.
Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. I really think that's true. We've gone to a great effort to include the historical elements into the show. People will notice speeches from Churchill and so forth as the show begins. I think it's going to be really interesting for a lot of people. And, you know, we've got lots of stuff in this show. There's not just the history. We've got sword fights. We've got magic. We've got, you know, Aslan disappearing and reappearing. We've got all kinds of things going on that we try to present from the book.
And Becca Mahar, I believe, is the fight choreographer.
Yeah, right? Becca has been great. We have there are a lot of people in this show. I think we have 28 people in the cast. And we have in one of the battles, I think everybody is on stage fighting in this small space with swords and everything else. So it's quite spectacular.
Hadley, what's the funnest part about the show for you?
Well, I really like the fight scene, it's really cool. And then I get to minister to the wounded with my magic cordial.
Sounds great. Do you get to fight yourself, or are you just watching the fight?
No. I give my weapon to Peter, and he gives it to Edmund. So Mr. Beaver protects me with his stick.
What kind of costumes are there in this show? There must be some fantastical costumes.
Well, you can do this show a lot of different ways, you know, face paint and fuzzy costumes and stuff. And we've taken a different tact. So I think people are going to have some surprises there as well. I think the costumes suggest these characters, but they're not, you know, your typical animal characters with fuzzy onesie outfits and tails and stuff like that. So it's a little, we kind of are talking about it as, Lord of the Rings meets Mad Max meets Narnia, you know.
I'm not so sure where to go with that one.
Yeah, you have to come watch.
In fact, I read something that you were taking a darker approach to the play.
Yeah, I think we are. I think our witch is very scary. I think we're investigating really how one of the things I wanted to really look at was how children deal with trauma. And, you know, we have a lot of children in the world that are dealing with some pretty violent things and pretty evil things. And yet there's a kind of resilience that kids have. And so we look at that in this story.
Interesting. You mentioned earlier that the White Witch, as any evil or villain has to think upon him or herself as doing the right thing. They're the good mm-hmm. person.
Right.
How do you work that with this show?
You know, that's an investigation that the actress has to make. And she, Mary Letourneau and I have spent a lot of time talking about what the witch really wants and how she tries to achieve these things. You know, she believes that it would be the best thing for Narnia, for Jadis the White Witch to be in charge, that she could keep things under control and going right. And, you know, she's stymied at every turn by this pesky Aslan, and she's about come to the end of her rope, and that's what we see in this show.
Mm. Hedley, are you afraid of the White Witch? Your character afraid of the White Witch?
Yeah, I'm. Well, she takes my brother, and I feel like it's not entirely his fault, because she gives him the Turkish delight that kind of convinces him. And she comes on and she says that he's a traitor and it's her right to kill him. And it's quite frightening.
I bet it is. Todd, we got 1 minute left. Talk a bit more about your world, these animals. There's this idea of anthropomorphism where you portray human beings through animal characteristics. Is that part of this play?
Well, it is, at least the way, for example, I've developed my character. And as Dave Block said, we're not in, for example, a fuzzy beaver costume. So I carry a pocket watch because we beavers are busy. Time is important. But as you read through the whole series of books that he wrote, you learn when animals were able to speak and that not all animals in Narnia do speak. But each animal exhibits characteristics of that animal. And it's very interesting that way.
Sounds really interesting. I want to thank my guest, Todd Sherwood, who's playing the part of Mr. Beaver, as you mentioned, the busy beaver. We have Hedley Earle, who's playing the part of Lucy, and Dave Block, the director, opening tonight at ACT, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, running through December the 11th. Thanks a lot for being on the show, guys.
Thank you for inviting us.
That's it this week for Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.